So now I love when our friends of the show bring their friends of the show. And this friend of the show is Matt Hyers, who is no stranger to our microphones. You hear him during football season. You hear him on the gardener's bench. He's co-hosted with me before, and he has not only brought in his friend, but the legend, Q Rock. I've heard so much about Q Rock throughout the community from, we have mutual friends, James Burns, and of course, Matt Hyers, Derek Lindsay. So it's so nice to finally meet you, Q Rock.
It's nice to meet you as well.
Yes, and I'm so glad that we're going to talk a little bit about the nonprofit called Men on a Mission.
Yes.
So if you would, just give us a brief overview of your nonprofit, Men on a Mission, and what you do and what that mission is.
Well, first of all, we're just glad to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for my good friend Matt having us here this morning. Men on a Mission is going on the 6-year anniversary.
Okay.
Last year was our 5th year starting this. We basically just got together with Councilor Lindsay, Mayor John Geddes, and a lot of other people, and said that there were some things that we were concerned about in our community and what could we do. And so we met a couple of times, and Councilman Nikita Jackson as well, and there's Reverend Mike Burrs. And so we have a group of about 10 of us that's on the board, and we formed the board, and maybe last year we were 501c3.
Okay.
So we was happy to get that.
That is, and that's not an easy feat either, Q Rock.
That's
so
not an easy feat.
Congratulations on
and
that.
So we want to thank the city of Rock Hill for really, really pushing us and getting behind us to get that done, because we really couldn't do anything without that, because people know about skeptical giving money without you being 501c3. And so we got that going, and then James Burns, as you mentioned, last year gave us a brand new truck to feed into this ministry. And so that's just kind of the highlight. So what we do, we go out now and we clean up the various communities, black, white, green, yellow, it doesn't matter. Wherever there's a need, we fill in the gap for the city of Rock Hill. And so we've been doing that now. This will start this Saturday with the cleanup. We'll make our 6-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that you're kind of doing an all call for a community cleanup that's going to happen, like you said, this coming Saturday. That's February 21st.
Yes.
It kicks off at 10 a.m. and goes till 1 p.m.
Yes.
And I love how you put the next part, because that might get you some more volunteers. Lunch is provided after that cleanup, right, Q Rock? So are you doing an all call? Are you looking for more volunteers? And what area are you going to be helping?
So we're going to be on Main Street. A lot of people know it by famous Drum Tires.
Yeah.
So the VFW is kind of right across the street from Drum Tires. So if you know what Drum Tires is, you'll see us out there at the VFW. We also, we was talking about this yesterday with the feeding. So we come out and we have hot dogs. Derek Lindsay brings his famous hot dogs. He brings his famous chili, and he brings his famous slaw. So if that's an incentive for you to come on out to try Derek's hot dogs, we look forward to seeing you. We also, with this ministry, we have picked up where we are now hiring, or we have given the homeless jobs, which is very, very important to me. So we go out now and we see young men and women that needs work. So we have, with the truck, we have been able to bring them on board. And we have also partnered with Food Line on Herlon, over on Herlon, they in Ebenezer. They provide about 100 bags a month with goodies in it. And so when they give it to me, we take it out in the community and also feed the homeless. We take it to the nursing homes. So we have a lot of great things that we're doing.
You sure do. And I, you know, you mentioned that you got your 501c3, and of course that deems you a nonprofit. But it just from, you know, being around you and seeing your spirit and the way
Thank you.
You really want to rally. This is truly is a ministry, and you can tell that you are called to go and serve and help, and you know that you've answered that call that the Lord has given you is truly commendable, because you know, not everybody follows that call.
That's right.
And so it's so commendable that you're doing that. And I know that you said this coming Saturday you're having this cleanup. It's going to be the 6th anniversary. Of course, you're looking for more volunteers.
Yes.
And Matt, you have been a volunteer with Men on a Mission for quite a few years.
Yes.
What would you tell people you've gotten out of being a part of this? And what what people are you looking for to come help on Saturday?
Anyone, really. And one of the good things about this, now I got involved a couple years ago.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
This man is one of my role models and mentors. And
yes, sir.
He's a man of the word, a man of God. He's somebody I want to hitch my wagon to and be like. We talked at Pineville AME Zion. We had breakfast out there, and he said, you need to come and help us. I said, okay. And then he said, you get a free hot dog, too. And I said, okay, I'm in. Sold. Sold.
That's why you got to put that on there, Keith. So,
no, what we've started doing and what this has evolved in over the last few years that I've seen is more and more of the community schools are getting involved.
Oh, that's great.
More of our young people. And it gives them an opportunity to – our young people want to be seen. They want to be listened to. And how this usually works is we all get out, we meet, we pray together. Then we break into different groups, our young people with the adults. And the adults, we get to talk to them like, hey, how's school going? What's your name? You know, tell me about you, what your interest is. And a lot of the sports teams are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We've had Coach Kenny and the Rock Hill girls basketball team. Paige Wofford and Northwestern. Coach Snyder and Northwestern swim team. And they've all started participating. And I think last time when we were out on Highway 5, we had over 100 people.
We had 100. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, that's amazing.
So you want to beat that this time on Saturday, don't you?
I mean, Coach Gaither, as Matt was saying, Coach Gaither, the athletic director at Northwestern, Jimmy Duncan, district athletic director, as you said, they sent out an all call. And Matt's absolutely right. The kids come out in truckloads.
It's great. And you know, from many of those guys, they might not have good role models at home. And so that, you know, people in the community are stepping up to not only serve and help the communities here, but, you know, you're really probably helping in a different way by pouring into the young people. And it's so important that the young, you know, I sound so old in that, but the young people, but you know, our kids see us as their moms and dads and their community members stepping up to the plate.
You are absolutely right. And I think what Matt was saying, one of the things that I love most about it is the kids from whatever background they come, they don't judge the community that we go in. Mm-hmm. They come, they clean up, and they leave. They don't go there with judgment. You know, while we're here cleaning up this, they just come out and do their volunteer hours. But as Matt said, to me, it's starting to be more than volunteer hours. They're really taking pride by calling me back saying, Mr. Q-Rock, I rode back through that neighborhood and it's still clean or it still looks good. And they don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I think some of the kids that live in those neighborhoods are taking pride by getting on their neighbors beside them or in front of them to saying, hey, we had this group by Men on a Mission or whoever come out and clean up our neighborhood. We need to keep it clean. So it's working all the way around. And I think the last thing I wanted to share this morning is we're seeking donations.
Okay. Men on a Mission. I was going to ask how we could rally around you. So go ahead and take that.
We really need the support to run the truck. Just kind of 501c3, they can make the donations to Men on a Mission. They can send it to the address at 1224 Colby Avenue, Colby, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29732. Matt knows this. It takes a lot to run an organization. And so we really just getting started. We've had some people that's already given us some donations, and we're so thankful. We're so appreciative. Feeding the whole community, as Matt said, 100 kids, that's a lot of hot dogs
that
and
is.
Chips.
And if they're football players, they're going to need more than one hot dog.
And Derrick Lindsay, if you're listening, he has a minimum. You got to eat 4 hot dogs.
Yeah, something like that. I don't have a problem.
Okay, I don't think you'll have a problem.
I've never gotten scolded.
I don't think you'll have a problem. Well, let's do one more all call. So it's the community cleanup. With Men on a Mission this coming Saturday, February the 21st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is lunch provided afterwards, and they need to meet at the VFW across from Drum Tire on East Main Street.
Yes, and I talked to the VFW on last night, and they said if it rains, then we'll go inside. We're still going to be there. So if it rains, if it snows or whatever, please come.
All right, that sounds good. And go
snow.
Ahead, Trent.
Let's not say snow. We've had enough of that.
No snow for sure. Y'all just make sure to check in with us, Q-Rock or Matt, if you'll just let me know how many showed up. We'll do a quick follow-up on Monday.
Thank you for having us.
We thank you so much for being here. you for all that you do for the community. We appreciate it. And it's people like you that make Rock Hill the special place to be.
Thank you,
and
Matt.
Of course, Matt Hires.
Yes.
Of course. So we've been visiting with Q Rock and Matt Hires with Men on a Mission. Again, their community cleanup is going to take place this coming Saturday, February 21st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right there at the VFW. And then they'll send you out into groups. From there, we hope that you can do it if you have a free Saturday. And if not, there'll be more, I'm sure.